Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
In the meantime, we got a baseball season to get to. This portion of the program being brought to you by good friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. As we continue our look around the National League Central, our buddy Zach Zabin, pre- and post-game host for the Cubs Radio Network, also on 670 The Score down in Chicago, Jose Quintana with a busted-up finger, a thumb, and, oh, my goodness, Tommy Hotovy with a very emotional story yesterday. Zach, how you been?
Healthy, and that's the most important thing. I hope you can say the same. And if we've got that, then we can survive 2020, right?
Yeah, I can't wait to get done with this year. I can only imagine what the toast is going to be like on New Year's Eve. But that being said, we got a baseball season in front of us. So let's start out with Jose Quintana. Cuts his thumb, has a little bit of nerve damage, some stitches. They don't expect him back for a couple of weeks. So give me the latest there.
Well, that's a lesson for anyone who hates doing the dishes. Don't do them, because that's apparently how he cut his thumb, according to the Cubs. Washing the dishes. And it's a big loss when you consider that even though he struggled last season against the Brewers with an ERA of nearly six, over the course of his career he's been dynamite against the, with a 9-4 record, a 2.87 ERA. So from that standpoint, you hope that he can get back right. You know, the Cubs do not have young starters. It's a veteran group led by Yu Darvish, who had a standout first half last year. Kyle Hendricks and John Lester anchor that rotation. Quintana is on the back end, coming off an off year last year, and now behind the eight ball coming into this season, and they're hoping that Tyler Chatwood can bounce back at least to begin the season as the number five starter.
So the expectations are, very strong. And by the way, let me ask you this. I want to take a step back. The announcement was made that it's going to be the Cardinals playing the White Sox over at the Field of Dreams. Did the Cubs feel slighted at all by not being asked to go over there instead of the Yankees?
No, I don't think they felt slighted at all. Remember, last year the Cubs went to the home of the Little League World Series to play one of those games. So they've had their share over the course of time. I think this is a year where the bottom line is you want to make sure that everything is on the up and up and you don't have any crazy stuff take. The Cubs were also scheduled to play the Cardinals in London this season. That was supposed to take place in June, but obviously it's been canceled.
So now we look forward and we say, okay, with the season getting ready to get underway, the Cubs obviously have expectations. The Cardinals are the defending champion. The Brewers are hoping to get things rolling. So, with David Ross, give me the sense as to what the Cubs are feeling with the new manager. He's not the touchy-feely guy. He's kind of a crack-the-whip guy, right?
Yeah. I guess the best way to describe what you just said is what the Cubs have been saying, is that they hope he brings a little bit of an edge that maybe has been missing. You can't say anything negative in Chicago about the Joe Maddon era. It was a spectacular era for the Cubs. They enjoyed their greatest modern-day success with him as manager, including four playoff trips, three deep postseason runs, and obviously the championship in 2016. But something went awry the last couple of seasons, where they backed into the playoffs in 2018, faltering down the stretch, and then got quickly eliminated by the Rockies in the wild card game. And then last year, it looked like they were in good shape at the start of September and had that monster collapse where they lost nine in a row, over the final couple of weeks of the season and did not make the playoffs for the first time in the Madden era. So they make the change. Now, why has that happened? The Cubs believe because the attention to detail in certain areas not there the last couple of years. For example, they committed the third most errors in baseball last season. They ran into more outs than any team in the majors a year ago. And you know how much of a slugging group this team is with Rizzo and Bryant and Schwarber and Contreras and Baez. They hit 256 home runs last season, number two in the National League, a new Cubs club record. But they couldn't take advantage of it because of all those self-inflicted mistakes that I talked about.
Yeah, no doubt. Also, with what's going on with no pitchers not hitting and a permanent DH, does that mean just Schwarber's going to be the DH, or do they have other plans? How do you see the roster falling out when it comes to the DH?
Boy, you would think that Schwarber would be the primary DH. If you had a Wikipedia page for what a DH should look like, at least in the right. National League, it would look like Kyle Schwarber. I think it gives them some flexibility. You know, there are times where they can give Wilson Contreras a break from behind the plate, put him as the, and have Victor Caratini, who they're very high on. He's got a good bat as well. So it just gives them flexibility from that standpoint. And then in terms of getting at-bats for guys, which would be a little bit harder without the DH, you can kind of platoon Albert Almora Jr. and Ian Happ into the mix. Steven Souza Jr., one of the outfielders that they added to the mix this offseason. So flexibility, I think, is the big word when it comes to the DH. The guy who I imagine will get the most at-bats at that position will be Schwarber.
And then when it comes, you had mentioned their defense. How much, let me ask you this, David Ross, how much of a stickler is he when it comes to the fundamentals of the game?
Found a lot last year as an advisor for the Cubs, and I think, you know, having played under terrific managers like Bobby Cox, Joe Maddon, Tito Francona, he knows that it's those little things. You know, there's so much parity. You just look at the National League Central and you see everyone kind of bunched up. It is not out of the realm of possibility to say that there are four teams that could win the division: the Cubs, the Brewers, the Cardinals, and the Reds. I think the Pirates, having lost 93 games last season, and it looks to be a team on the rebuild, you know, they're probably not going to be in the mix, even though in a 60-game season anything can happen. But because there's so much parity, I think, just in the division itself, you know, if you give yourself an opportunity to allow other teams to get extra chances, you're going to lose games. So I think he's going to be a big stickler for that. And they're hoping that those things get addressed immediately, nipped in the bud, because they've got a lot of power and they believe they have some very good starting pitching too. But give those two areas a chance without allowing the opponent to take advantage of your mistakes.
Talking with Zach Zabin, pre- and post-game host on the Cubs Radio Network, also at 670 The Score. So when we saw everybody down in spring training, there was a lot of optimism for this season. I know the Reds had optimism, but it seemed like you talked to people on the inside and they were thinking, maybe that team might still be a little ways away. Certainly the Brewers had optimism. The Cardinals, obviously they're in Florida, but we didn't get a chance to see them, but they obviously are the defending champs. So who do you deem as the threat or what the race is going to look like in the National League Central, in your opinion?
Well, I think that both, and I think you'd agree with this too, the Brewers and Cardinals took a little bit of a step back during the offseason. The Cubs still have that championship core that I mentioned earlier, and they're all healthy. This is where that layoff does benefit a team like the Cubs. Bryant, Schwarber, Baez, Contreras all spent time at one point last season on the disabled list. So they're coming into this thing healthy, and it's not a marathon anymore, you know, where they stumbled down the stretch the last couple of years. You get the feeling that's not going to happen in a short 60-game season. That benefits them. I think having older starters, having a shorter season benefits the Cubs. On paper, you would say the Reds probably have the most talent in the division. I mean, they are loaded, especially from a starting rotation standpoint, with Castillo, Bauer, and company, you know, Sonny Gray. They have the closer that you can rely on. You know, that's the big issue with the Cubs is what kind of a bullpen are you going to get in 2020 after major issues last year. The Cubs never really had a closer last season because Pedro Strop entered the year banged up with a hamstring, kind of tried to rush back, and was never right from a physical standpoint. Then Kimbrel gets signed, and he wasn't right physically. His knee was a little off kilter, and he never was able to look like that snapshot image that you had of Kimbrel with the Red Sox. They're hoping this long layoff plus a full offseason of training makes him better. They've revamped their bullpen. Some familiar faces that you got used to last season, Kyle Ryan from the left side, same with Brad Wick, Rowan Wick, hard-throwing right-hander. But they've added a lot of new names during the offseason, including Dan Winkler, Ryan Tepera, the former Brewer Jeremy Jeffress, and Alec Mills is a guy that might get an opportunity to start if Quintana can't go from the beginning, but then they can use him in long relief out of the pen. So I think the Cubs will go as far as limiting the mistakes I talked about earlier and their bullpen. But again, there's a lot of talent on this team. I do think you have to look at the Reds and say they may be the favorites to win the division, but it's easy to say that when you look at the roster on paper. It's a different thing when you have to put it out on the field, and let's see how they perform when the pressure's on.
Zach, in a short season, and everybody seems to think this is a sprint, we had David Stearns, we listened to his presser the other day, and he said, well, it's not a mad dash to the finish. There's still a lot of baseball. 60 games is a long time. But to me, it's like some of these guys, we always, the old adage is, well, you don't get started until 30 games in. What if a guy struggles early on? Has Ross talked at all about what happens if a guy struggles and he goes 10 days, 12 days, 15 days? How long can you allow a guy to struggle if you're struggling to score runs?
Yeah, I don't know that they've done that in terms of allowing us to know publicly, but I think that's where depth is important. Now, you can say that in a 60-game season, and I would say it is a playoff to get into the playoffs. That's the way I would view it. This is as close to a football type of season as you will ever experience from the Major League Baseball diamond, and it's because you don't have a lot of time. Think about it. Last year, the Nationals wouldn't have even made the playoffs. They were a team struggling mightily after 60 mm-hmm. games. You know, I remember the Cubs were out there early on in the year in Washington, and they looked like a team that was struggling to find its way. You were wondering if Davey Martinez would be able to keep his job. I mean, that's how big of a deal it was a year ago. After 60 games last season, remember, the Cubs and Brewers were both 34-26, tied for the second-best record in the National League behind the Dodgers at 41-19. So I do think that there isn't a lot of time to waste. You do have to get off to a hot start because it's going to be very difficult, especially with the trading deadline August 31st. A lot of teams dealing with some financial issues, so they would look to break things up, I think, if you're not in the mix. That's why I think the start of the season is so crucial this year, more so than ever before.
Real quick before I let you go, so by the time it's all said and done, do we get through a season uninterrupted, or do you think that this is all for naught?
I've learned that in 2020, and I think you'll agree with this, you can't make any predictions. I mean, we just have to hope that the protocols are in place, but you never know. And I think there's going to be some peer pressure in a good way on the younger players around Major League Baseball from the older players to be diligent about life away from the field. But the reality is you just look at our nation overall and, you know, you wonder if we can get this thing under control, because it's about more than just what the actual players on the field can do. It's about what we can do in every city, small or big, around America. You know, the virus isn't going anywhere. Now, what we've learned from watching other sports leagues in Europe and in Asia, you can do this. You can live with the virus, but you have to take things very seriously, including your diligence when it comes to hygiene and distance, and obviously wearing a mask. If you do those, and it sounds simple, but if you do those things, you can find a way to navigate your world within this virus that we're living in. But if you don't, clearly what's happening in our country shows you that we may have difficulty. So I think it's impossible for me to say the way overall as a country we're going to get through this. But I know that it's possible, and I'm just glad that the effort is being made to begin sports. And think about it. We could have, unlike ever before in this country, a buffet of sports beginning at the end of July, unlike we've ever had before. And that alone is a reason to pay attention to living life the right way.
Let's hope that it doesn't get interrupted, because for our job that people say is, this is easy. I mean, I could be digging ditches for a living in 90-degree sun. But for what it is we do, if you get the buffet, then it's shooting fish in a barrel. It really does become something like that. Maybe we get a little bit of a reprieve. Always great to talk to you, my friend. Stay safe. We'll talk soon, okay?
Likewise. Take care, Bill.
Thanks, Zach. There you go. Pre- and post-game host on the Cubs Radio Network, our buddy Zach Zaidman, 670 The Score as well. You can find him at Zach Zaidman. That is on Twitter. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.